This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. You are going to die. Sorry for the bad news. You are going to die. I am going to die. But in my case, it will be in 50 years in my sleep and after consuming a bite of each of the 20 best chocolate cakes ever made. Okay, that's the fantasy anyway. I know we can't plan any of it, but there is one way to offset the cost associated with your funeral expenses. It's called funeral insurance or final expense insurance, and it's a product that's out there that's caught our attention and we thought we should talk a little bit about. Lauren Marr is our guest. He's the Director of Business Development at LSM Insurance. Hello there, Lauren.
Hi, Bruce.
How does funeral expense insurance work? What does it cost? What does it cover?
Yeah, so basically, a funeral expense insurance type policy would essentially be a life insurance policy to cover the expenses associated with a funeral or with passing away. And how it works basically is it's just that you're designing a life insurance policy to with a face amount to cover those expenses.
And so on your website, you've got some estimates. One example, 80-year-old woman, $74 a month. It's different according to gender and age you purchase the policy?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a few variables that would determine your premiums. One would be your age. That's a big one. Your gender would also be a significant one. Females generally pay less than males because they live longer on average. And another variable is your smoking status. So smokers would pay more than non-smokers. And then another variable would be the amount of the coverage. So how much of the coverage you would need to offset that expense.
Who is this policy targeted at? Who is it a good fit for?
Well, it's a good fit for the person who maybe hasn't set aside a lot of money to cover those types of expenses and doesn't want to be a burden on their family and doesn't want to just say, hey, I'm dead. When I'm dead, I don't need to worry about it. It's someone else's problem. So for the type of person who wants to make sure that they're, you know, looking after their finances if something happens to them, that can be a very good, fit for that. And a lot of people like the idea because the benefits are paid out tax-free as well. So it can be tax-efficient from that standpoint as well.
I did the basic math on that 80-year-old woman example. If she dies at 90, she's overpaid. So the payout she will get is well under what she would have paid over that decade.
Yeah, I mean, most people are taking out a final expense or funeral expense type policy are usually younger than 80 because as the older you get, the cost does get pretty expensive. Having said that, you know, an 80-year-old typically doesn't live 10 years, unfortunately.
You and I have been talking about insurance for a number of years now, and my starting point on this conversation is always that insurance is to protect you against calamity. Like life insurance, if you have kids, 100%, 1,000%, you got to have it. But in this case, it doesn't seem to make sense. I can't understand why that would be a policy worth buying.
Well, like I said, a lot of people, it can make sense because a lot of people have a hard time setting aside that money to do that. I mean, some people just aren't savers. So,
but even if you have some assets that will be going to the estate, then it's all going to come out in the wash, isn't it? So say you've got a home or you've got some assets, then, you know, the sale of a $300,000 home minus the $10,000 for the funeral expenses, your heirs are still well ahead.
Yeah. If the person has assets and they're not really concerned with that type of thing, they likely wouldn't need that. But there are a lot of Canadians, unfortunately, who don't have assets and, you know, aren't setting aside the money to offset those expenses, and they don't like the idea of passing on a bill to their family.
Give us a sense for what funeral expenses look like across Canada. How much are we talking about here?
Yeah, it depends on the province. It depends on how much you'd want covered, but you might be looking at anywhere from, you know, $7,000 to $12,000 in that range. Sometimes it could be up to 15,000, depending on, you know, whether how extravagant, or I don't know if extravagant is the right word, but how many things you'd want included with your funeral.
Well, I will need at least 4 camera crews to film it, plus a drone and probably a 42-piece orchestra, just for the full melody of the performance that the Mormon Tabernacle Choir will be delivering. Is that going to be covered, my amount?
Well, that definitely wouldn't fall in the $7,000 to $12,000.
Wouldn't fall in the $7,000 to $12,000. My heir is probably be like, yeah, we're not doing any of that stuff. Let's pocket the difference. In terms of qualification, how detailed do insurers get on the, I mean, age and gender are easy to report. The smoking one, what do they send the nurse out to do a breathalyzer?
It depends on the type of policy. There's 2 types of policies you could do to cover the funeral insurance, and that's a fully underwritten policy. And then you would have a simplified issue type policy. So the fully underwritten, a nurse would come out, they would do usually a urine sample or a saliva sample, and that would check if the person smoked. Now with the simplified issue policy, there's no medical test, so they're taking the insured at their word, whether they're a non-smoker or a smoker.
How, what is the success rate on those tests in identifying whether or not someone has lied about something health related? Can you just not smoke for 3 days and you'll pee clean?
Well, the urine sample, I guess it would take a little longer to be free of the nicotine before it would show up in the saliva sample. I mean, so having said that, someone, if they didn't smoke for a month, they probably wouldn't show up on the test. But then the question generally asks, have you smoked in the last 12 months? And if they catch you lying, then they don't pay out the claim.
Right. What are some of the risk factors on payout? I mean, we hear great, well, we actually don't hear that many great stories. I'm going to say we hear great stories and bad stories about insurance companies and claims. We don't so much hear about the good ones. We do hear anecdotal evidence of insurance companies being difficult sometimes to get claims to fall through. What are some of the things outside of lying on your medical records that might make the payout on that funeral expense insurance more troubling?
Well, one thing you got to watch out for, some of those simplified issue type policies do have a waiting period. So for people that are very hard to insure, people that have had, you know, recent bouts of cancer or heart attack or stroke, they may be able to get a policy, but it may come with a waiting period.
Of how long?
Usually it's a 2-year waiting period. So if the person passes away in the first 2 years, the death benefit's limited to a return of premium.
Is there anything connected to how people die? So for people who perhaps choose medically assisted death or choose to take their own life or something like that, is there a disqualification?
Usually there's a 2-year suicide provision. So if someone commits suicide during the first 2 years, the death benefit would also be limited to a return of premium.
What's the compensation for the seller of this insurance, the broker here? Is it a percentage on the total policy or year one? How do you get paid?
It's pretty similar to all life insurance policies. It's a percentage of the annual premium.
On an ongoing basis?
Yeah. So most insurance companies in Canada pay an upfront commission to the broker, meaning that if you know, the bulk of the commission's paid up front, and then there's a small renewal each year the policy remains in effect.
What's that in percentage terms? I'm just trying to get a sense of that. Let's call it $1,000 for the 80-year-old woman that she pays over the course of the year.
It depends on the company. It depends on the broker's, arrangement with the insurance company or the managing general agent, but usually with most life insurance policies in Canada, it's about 100% of premium. But if the policy lapses in the first 2 years, there's a chargeback. And then there's an ongoing renewal commission of anywhere from 2 to 5%.
So if you sell this policy for that 80-year-old woman and she pays $1,000 over the year, as soon as she signs on the dotted line, you get $1,000 from the insurance company?
Generally speaking, it could be higher, it could be lower. That's roughly how life insurance commissions work. Now, if the person dies on that policy where there's a two-year waiting period, the commissions would be returned. If the claim doesn't pay out, the commissions would be returned. If they cancel the policy within the first 2 years, part of the commissions would be returned.
Interesting stuff. Lauren, I appreciate your context on this.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Anytime.
Lauren Marr, Director of Business Development at LSM Insurance. He was here to talk to us about funeral or final expense insurance.